Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed that I got sucked into Alex Seafar. The rhetoric was strong for a second year in a row. What is the saying? Once bitten, twice shy. Not for this idiot. I tossed up between Preston, Ola, Hopgood, but only having the cash for two of the three. Then speaking to Kev, the common man, which was a very bad idea at Vegas round, about consistency and looking at Yo, Haas as good options, even at the price AFB, I settled on Preston and Hopgood, mainly due to their lower ownership and slightly lower starting price. Here lies how my Supercoach season has started. I went to sleep on Sunday prepared to trade of the rage variety this week. The yields had been smashed. My early 50-50 calls were duds and I left about 200 points on the pine. I know that wasn't, I wasn't alone in that. And that, my friends, is how the Supercoach cookie crumbles. This episode, we chat about the round that was, go through Teamless Tuesday with Mark and everyone else chiming in, analyse the winners and losers from that. I'm still rage trading. Guardsy, you've got your angry fans. I'm sure there's a few referees on that one. Jamie has sent his 3-2-1 in. He does talk about round zero as well. We answered plenty of DMs this week. There's about 8 or 9 in there, and I just looked, and there was another one that I hadn't even looked at or prepared anything for. We talked trades. I got a bit of an interesting strategy to pose, and Kev, the common man, has a little bit to do with this, but I dug a little bit deeper, a bit of strategy around how to start, and I think I've quickly changed my team, and you'll hear this in trade talk, but I'm heading down the boost path in round two. I'm just going to go hell for leather to get this strategy underway. So you'll hear more about that in a little bit.
You look impressed, Garzy.
I'll be boosting too. I'm just glad I won't be alone.
We'll talk about our captains and vice-captains. I think it's a pretty good week for that. And we'll go back to the well for another succulent Chinese multi where 2 out of 3 this week ain't bad. I'm joined by Guardsy, Mark, and Dan. I'm going to ask you first, Guardsy, how did you go once lockout finished at about 2 p.m. or something? Gosh, they were, the boffins at Supercoach were really keeping us in suspense. So
outrageous, honestly. I scored 12-22, so not bad, but I knew there was going to be plenty of better scores. That got me a rank of 41,415, which wasn't too bad. I was saved by captaining Turbo and having Ruben Garrick. It did hurt watching Ola when he was in my team for about 2 weeks of the preseason, and then he got the cut. So.
On Ola, did you watch the game?
I did.
Did you think he would score more than 100?
It looked like he was going to score about 200 the way he was playing.
Like, even if you just didn't look at the scores going up or anything like that, the way that he was playing, feeding him, I thought 100 was low. I'd be almost disappointed if I owned him.
Well, he was on like 40 after about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But he did get an early shower, which was nice, at least.
How many minutes did he play?
About 70.
Yeah, okay. So maybe he would have gone slightly higher if he had have got the full 80. Which
Manly sort of pulled it back in the second half as well. So that probably hurt him as well.
Yeah. I wanted to give him 50 for the shot on Leon.
That was all time. I think the look on Matty John's face, he thought he'd killed one of his employees. Seriously, that was all time. Anything else to add, Guardsy, on last week?
Yeah, it was great watching the Broncos as well.
Yeah. Lucky I spliced that together for you to give you the up the Broncos at the end of last week's pod. And yeah, they were pretty destructive, weren't they?
It's always great seeing the Roosters get flogged.
And they can't win the comp now. They've conceded 50 years of history say that they can't win the comp.
Them and Parra are out, unfortunately.
Thank God Penrith are still in.
Penrith, it'll be 5 in 25, baby.
That's it. That's the catch cry. Melbourne are gone. There's no chance they beat up on the little kid of the comp. Like, so what?
Flat track bullies.
David Warner of the football world. All right, Mark, how did you go?
The king is dead. We scored.
Unfortunately, he wasn't.
Yeah, on a 1,187, which you'd historically think round one pretty good score, but no, I'm sitting in 57,776th spot. Like Guardsy, the highlight was getting the captaincy right in round one. Turbo saves the day.
I would have been in a world of hurt if I didn't Captain Turbo.
Yeah, low light though was a bit like some last minute changes to the team. Like Guardsy took Oller out. I took Jesse Arthurs out. I took Jack Gosiewski out at a late stage of the preseason there. And of course, they go on to get some decent scores. Shibasaki, I was happily played him. So that was a good result. But I didn't play Robert Toyer, so his 90 points rode the pine. But
Happy for the price rises that'll
yeah.
hopefully come. Anything else, Dad, from the weekend?
Oh no, it took me all of 10 minutes for Josh King to crash over untouched, two passes off the ruck to decide that I'm all aboard the Panthers again this year, so
Yeah, me too. Dan joins us tonight after a couple of weeks off. It's lovely to see you, Dan, resplendent in your Broncos gear. I'm sure you probably wore a Broncos shirt to work today. Probably wore one yesterday. You would have had one on from when do they play? Thursday? They played Thursday. The full wardrobe's probably been out, ready to go. Got another one ordered. Fantastic. Dan, how did you go?
Hello, listeners. Yes, I'm back. World's busiest man, back for this week. Can't. I'm just going to keep everyone guessing every week. So, Dolphunnies, hello. I know you listen. And all for the odds.
Dolphins prior
Is it
rebranded.
old-fashioned? Yeah, it's rebranded. But yeah, I'll let you guys figure that one out. My team's name is called the Wick Maimons this year, after my dad's good mate, Wick Maimon.
For those playing along, Mick Wayman, who used to play first grade, is one of Dan's dad's mates, and he dropped that in the chat. But he was so excited to drop it, he called him Wick Maimon. So forevermore, he will be
Wick.
Wick.
Yeah. Which is also my in-laws' surname. Anyway. Multiple things going on there. I scored 1269, was at the Broncos game last week. Amazing stuff. Good to see him beat up on the Chooks. And then I went and toured the stadium wearing full Broncos gear the next day, which was exciting as well. In terms of Supercoach, though, I'm ranked 21,948th position. So application areas after round one. Captain Tommy Turbo. I was sitting next to a whole bunch of Robert Toyer family members in all their Robert Toyer gear. I didn't play him. I didn't play Shibasaki, but I did play Jesse Arthurs, so I was pretty happy about that. Probably wanted to see a little bit more from Preston, and it looked like they were going down that left side. The Dogs were going down that left side, which kind of was annoying me a little bit. Wish I had some Melbourne players. I know they've got the bye this week,
Get them in round four.
but yeah, they've got the Marcus bye this week. But yeah, other than that, pretty happy.
Coincidentally, Trainer not joining us tonight. His last week of touch footy, scored 1287, so the best out of the Shepherds. Sits him 15,948, and we just discovered that 18 points equals 6,000 places because Dan is exactly 6,000 places behind Trainer.
And 18 points behind him.
I don't think anyone really wants to know what I scored this week, the Munster Hunts. But so that everyone feels good about themselves, I am officially coming third from the bottom in our Playing for Sheep Stations
Someone
League.
will appreciate that you come more.
If you want to join that league and see how poor I'm going, how bad my side looks, how much fixing I need to do, or just have a look at any of the Playing for Sheep Station guys' team, the league code, it's an all-in league. You can join at any time. Get your pens ready. 312457. Alternatively, just get the app up, push pause, go back 10 seconds and play that again and put it straight in. 312457.
Or just wait for you to say it the second time.
Yeah, we'll wait. Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure we'll say it again before the
I'll
end of the
probably
pod.
will say it at the end of the pod as well. So just have
Stay
the app open.
listening.
Yeah.
Stick around.
I scored 1132 to be sitting just inside the top 81,100, which is exactly where I wanted to be. 81,079.
That's video application errors.
That's an application on a nudie run
Hello,
or something, isn't
Dominic.
it? So I look back at previous years because, I love to look at historical data, and that's how I play a lot of my Supercoach, and that's what the Stats Deep Dive is going to have a look at today. My opening round scores has only been bettered once, and I haven't even gone back that far. 2021, when everyone was scoring crazy, I think I scored 1,300 in the first round. 2022, I scored 760, and I was 95,000. So not too far off where I am sitting this year. And that year, I finished 3,282nd. So there's proof that you can come back from a pretty shit start. 2023, I scored 1,085, was coming 23,000th, and finished that year at 1,214, so just outside the magical 1,000 and the KFC voucher. 2024, I scored 846 and was 64,000th, and I finished 8,900 last year. So it's not Pele panic areas yet, Dan. So hopefully this week I can get a bounce back.
Yeah, between that and mixed memoirs at the start of the show, like that's a new thing. That's good.
Mixed memoirs, I
Mixed
like that.
memoirs.
Yeah. Look, I like to
It's
pontificate.
like a full,
Full sermon,
full sermon. I feel like I've been to church on Sunday just
bit of
listening to the
super
first bit.
coach pontification.
Jeez.
There's big words. Look them up.
Wow.
That's mainly at
Yeah,
Alex Adam, where you look up what pontification means.
add that to Dom
Exactly.
Funny's team name. Look that up too. Get
Definitely.
that in your Google
All right,
history.
let's push forward. Let's push forward. We'll go to Team List Tuesday, because otherwise, I fear with Dan back, this episode could go for 4 hours. I'll try and keep it on
You're the one
track.
with the memoirs, mate. Seriously.
It's quality. It's quality. Team List Tuesday threw up a few surprises, but a lot of exactly what we expected. Mark, I'm going to get you to run through it pretty quickly, please. Knights versus Dolphins Thursday night in Newcastle.
In Newcastle, yeah. One change for the Knights. Adam Elliott on to the bench for Brody Jones. For the Dolphins, Nikorima and Nichols back into the side. Finifuiaki and Connolly Lemuelemu, who would.
Lemuelu,
Well,
Lemuelemu.
Connolly. We've got Mark, now I've got Connolly. They're both out. Finifuiaki failed his HIA, and Connolly has a fractured eye socket. So Oren Kealy comes in, but
For how long?
warming a seat for a week until Finifuiaki comes back.
Finifuiaki, talk to me about first week while he was playing. Impressed, unimpressed? Would you be happy if you owned him?
Don't know, don't care.
Okay.
Ditto.
Guardsy, did you watch the game? Didn't watch the game. Beautiful. I thought he was pretty poor, actually. So I would be having a look at how I can get out of there. The bloke that I am interested from the Dolphins, Tom Gilbert. I thought he came back from his multiple injuries pretty well. Tackle bite. Bit of a game down the middle, so
Got the armband too.
Ken Plath still scored right on the edge.
Yeah,
Spent some time in the middle, but
he didn't look great as an edge back rower, but he just keeps running hard. So he's going to probably score plenty of tries. Yeah, scored a try. So I think they'll come this year.
Moving on, next game is Friday night, 6 o'clock. Warriors and Manly over in Auckland. Andrew Webster's decided that there's no reason to panic. So Warriors 1-17 from the team that got lapped in Las Vegas. For Manly, only one change. Takiyahu came back for his first game back in the NRL for a couple of years, promptly got injured. Josh Aloye in for him.
Say his name right.
Osheole, sorry, Dan.
Excellent. You know, Peter listens.
this if the Warriors dish up what they did in Las Vegas, Turbo could have another day out here.
We'll talk about what we're going to do with captains and vice captains, but he'd have to be someone you'd be looking at potentially for a straight C after you might do something on the Thursday night. But yeah, I can't. There's a lot of questions from the listeners around Metcalf and what to do. So we won't go too much into that. We might just push straight into the Panthers versus Roosters game.
Friday, 8 o'clock at the Panthers' new home this year, CommBank Stadium. To'o comes back. That moves Alamotti into the centres, Garner to the bench. Casey McLean is named again on the wing. Long turnaround there from Vegas, so he's passed through the protocols. For the Roosters, Radley is out after another head knock. Fichetti to the bench from the bench to start at lock. This is a sign of how bad the Roosters are going. Their gun Parramatta recruit, Makatoa, is onto the bench for the Roosters. So they've got some quality
To
forward
be fair,
depth
they didn't
there at
have
the
anyone else to
Roosters.
pick from, but they blooded 400 rookies last week,
I
and they
seriously.
had a bloke at 18th man with half his family there waiting to watch him play.
I have
So.
never heard of any of their extended bench, I don't think.
No, and interestingly, Billy Smith, he's on the extended
Oh, sorry.
bench.
I've never seen any of their bench. I've heard of them, but I've never seen one.
He's named a start in New South Wales Cup this weekend, so it'll be an interesting watch what the Roosters' back line looks like in a week or two.
Plenty of chat that Robbo gave Dom Young, one of the all-time sprays, after the game about his poor reads in defence. And I think if Billy Smith was up and ready to go this week, there could have been a cause where Dom Young may have missed out.
Marky Mark to the wing.
Definitely, yeah. All right, Dragons versus Rabbits.
Blake Laurie comes back onto the bench for the Dragons. Ryan Couchman out after suffering an ACL injury. Plenty of changes for South. Not a lot of them super coach relevant. A couple of new faces in the back line. Fletcher Myers and I can't remember the other fella's name.
Is
Who's
that
that
your man,
doing
Dan?
That's
Fletcher.
my man. Yep.
on the wing? Lewis Dodd named on an extended bench. So Humphreys retains the seven jersey there for South. I think he's only available at halfback, isn't he?
Yeah,
So
only available at halfback.
Holly's got some big Warwick farms.
And he kicked for over 700 metres. So.
Yeah, there you go. Hubner keeps that starting lock spot. Talis Duncan's still on the bench, which is good news for those who picked up Hubner last week as a cheapie. Moving on, the Cowboys and the Sharks, Saturday 5:30 up there in Townsville. Jeremiah Nanai punted onto the extended bench. Kai O'Donnell comes in for him. Jake Clifford, 18th man. So Duffy retains that halfback spot. Nanai punted, Duffy retained. Todd, I don't know, coaching, maybe he lost his coaching for dummies book, I don't know. Anyway.
Or he's just trying to get sacked and get a good payout. I don't know.
Anyway, the Sharks are unchanged from their trip to Vegas. For Nicho Hynes owners like myself, I'm salivating at the thought of this game if the Cowboys play like they did against Manly.
Yeah, I'd be pretty excited. Especially, gee, you'd hope he gets the kicking back because it could be very fruitful this week. Danny, you a Trenbolone yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, watch this space.
The game of interest for the majority of the Shepherds here, the Raiders and the Broncos, Saturday 7:30 down in Canberra. Hopewadi comes onto the wing for the suspended Xavier Savage. So there'll be a big watch next week for cheapy owners, Tamale owners, whether he retains that spot when Savage comes back in. The male after Vegas was that he probably wouldn't have, but he played pretty well, I thought. But we'll wait and see.
Busting tackles for fun.
Who
Well, if
knows? Who
Hopewadi
knows with
stinks it up
cricket?
this way, stinks it up this week, then
Yeah.
I reckon they're both playing for a spot, to
Are
be
you
honest.
saying that he's going to use his digits? Stinks it up.
No Tarpanay, which is a blow, coming up against the powerhouse Broncos pack, Haas and Carrigan up front. He was genuinely men against boys last week, Payne Haas, wasn't it? Holy dooly.
Outstanding.
So Smithy's named at 13, Nicholson onto the bench. No changes for the Broncos. He got that huge score last week, Payne Haas, but I think he only played 49 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that just by virtue of the fact that they'd already lapped the Roosters, you think, and his minutes should go up?
You would think that he would get a few minutes. I think Carrigan still played pretty big minutes. Jensen played reasonable minutes. Willison looked all right as well. I don't know if you can, how many Broncos? Too many at the moment. We'll watch this game and then make a decision.
I will say Brendan Piacora did wonders for Jack Kasewski's longevity in that team, didn't he?
Yes. I think he's got the fifth worst Supercoach score of all time.
66 seconds, I'm a feeling.
He made it eventful.
Oh. But like I heard Willie Mason say something this week about coaching Payne Haas and just telling him to go out and go flat out for 30 minutes, and like you just saw the output that he had straight away.
I did read something interesting that he used him a little bit differently in that he didn't take those first and second tackle hit ups. He was taking the late tackle hit ups when they were already on the front foot and had a bit of a roll on, which obviously helped as well.
Yeah, it helps when the defense was so poor through the middle that the roll on was really good. So,
Mean, even
anyway,
in those minutes, he scored incredibly well.
104.
Here we go. Spoon Bowl 2.0, Parra and the
I
Tigers.
think that might be a really good early call.
The Battle of the 5-8s.
Sunday 4 p.m.
I'd like to swap now, please.
Please, a combat. The Turnstile, Kelma Tuolangi gone. He's playing New South Wales Cup. Sean Lane named to return from injury in the second row. Former Bulldog Jordan Samrani is debuting on the win. He looked all
He looked
right in
good. He
the trial game.
played centres in the trial and looked like he could at
He
least
comes in.
run.
Yeah, he comes in for Jake Tungo. But you expect he's a placeholder. I think Josh Adokar comes back next week. So we'll wait and see there. Geimer moves to the extended bench. Katoga, is that how you say his name?
Kitione Katoga. Katonga.
He's
I'm sure they'd miss a few letters out and make
yeah,
it
I'm
pretty
sure they
weird.
will. Anyway,
Kapa'u.
he moves on to the bench. For the Tigers, Corasau back from suspension. Buller and Stafford Toa return from injury. You should be licking your lips there, guards. You're a Jerome Luai owner. Just sit back and strap yourself in and let the points roll, my friend.
I hope so. Him and Skelton. Plenty.
It's good to see under a new coach, Parramatta's defence has improved.
Quality. Anyway, finishing up the round, 6:15, back to Belmore. The Bulldogs take on the Titans. Josh Curran returns on the bench from suspension. Harry Hughes to 18th man. That's the only change for the Bulldogs. For the Titans, they had the bye last week, so this is their first game of the season. Brimson and Campbell in the halves. Campbell Gillard, Mo Fotowaka up front. Tino is at lock. Big surprise for me was David Fifita starting on the bench with Cleese Haas starting in the back row. It's an interesting one, but he's done it a little bit before, hasn't he? Anyway, who knows? Who knows what Fifita will do?
Yeah, high-priced reserve, isn't he?
Anyway, that's the team list.
Anyone got anything else to add to the team list? Or are you happy with Mark's summation? Nice, Guardsy. Can I read out the
Ballot
three? Can
analysis.
I read out the 3-2-1 from Jamie and see if you agree? So we've got to go back to round zero as well, because he said, with the exception of Ashless Klein, the refs did better than I expected. My points for the round are Ashley Klein 3. During the preseason, teams were told that play the balls were going to be scrutinised. So Klein lets it go for half the match, then starts cracking down. Also ignores McInnes when he wants to challenge. I think you touched on that last week. So definitely, probably, I'm sure you agree with that as a 3.
Ashley Klein was my 3.
2 points to Todd Smith, one of your other favourites.
Yep.
He didn't send Crichton for 10 in the bin after leading with his knees into Tuipulotu as he scores, even after the try was awarded due to foul play and was put on report. And he gives Wyatt Raymond 1 point. So he was the one that officiated the Para Melbourne game. He says Junior Paulo takes out half the Melbourne defence with a massive obstruction and nothing was done about it. Look, I think by that time,
That was just a pity call.
pity call. The bunker just said, let's just give him a try. They mightn't turn up next week. Where are your points this week in the injudicious cup for poor refereeing?
I had 3 for Ashley Klein as well. And then it was actually hard for some of the others. I thought the refs actually had a pretty good weekend, which was shocking, to be
Jesus.
honest. But I did give Jared Sutton 1 point, because even though it was a flogging, he was still shit as usual.
I was just going to say, Dan, can you call an ambulance? He thought the
Yeah,
referees did a
are you
good
all
job.
right?
And then
He
who was the
stroked.
video ref in the Bulldogs game? Was it Grant?
I'm not sure. One of them, I can't remember which game it was. I think it was actually Klein was the video ref, and it was
Oh yeah.
god-awful.
Oh,
But
don't you worry. I'm going to get to
the
that
Louise Carey
in the
one.
list. That'll be in the list. Don't you worry. I saw that. I was fired up.
So not only was he shit on the field, he was shit in the
Oh, he
bunker
was
as
shit in the
well.
bunker
So,
too.
like he is just all
I'm
time.
gonna be. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think Crichton did anything wrong when it was a penalty try.
Okay.
What? He
Playing
didn't
on
leave
from
with his
guard.
knees. He didn't. The guy dived. What's he meant to do? Make his knees disappear?
Where do you want me to be?
Exactly. What do you mean, Grant?
The words of a small-handed man.
All right.
What do you want from him?
So you're going to agree with Jamie's points
Yeah,
this
I'm happy
week,
with
and
it.
you want to give Sutton, Jared Sutton.
I'd give Jared 1 point
Righto.
myself.
So I'll make a note of that,
He
and we'll
still had a
get a little
stink.
tally up.
But Todd Smith's a turd as well.
Yeah. Jamie
Well,
agrees. Righto,
yeah.
Garzy, take away with angry fans. It sounds like you've got a few things to
All
get
right.
off your chest.
I don't even know who do I even blame for this first one. The first one is
Belinda Sharp.
whoever we'll blame
Casey
Belinda,
Badger.
sure. I'm happy to. Whoever the
You love
fuck
women in league.
did the turf at Allianz Stadium or Allianz Ice Rink, as I was calling it, deserves to be sacked, should never touch grass again because that was a fucking shit show. Poor old Reece Walsh was sliding around everywhere, couldn't get footing anywhere. The ground was chopping up very early. I know there was plenty of rain, but it was an absolute shit show.
Could you imagine if that game had been played on the Vegas surface?
Mate, Walshy would have scored 1,000. The bloke was running sideways and just sliding.
I did do a tour of that stadium. I was waiting for Sim and Smith to come and turn up for training because I was going to teach him how to kick properly. I was down on ground level. I actually had a look at the field myself, then looked at it from up the top. The boys were fixing it all on the Friday, if that helps, ahead of the Super Rugby on Saturday. I blame Rugby Union because they were there the week before and they chopped it up big time, those big FIRDEEPers. So, yeah, I blame Rugby Union, Guardsy.
Mate, I don't care. Blame someone because that was for a, didn't they just redo that whole stadium?
They had to
They
due to
spent
the.
millions on a fucking ice rink.
Then after it flooded last year
No.
in the Para Roosters game.
I found out about the flooding. Apparently, because they were holding concerts there, there's a level of sand underneath the ground. And so, because of the weight of everyone jumping around and carrying on, that sand compacted and became like rock. So the water couldn't actually pass through the sand and filter like it was designed to do. So they had to redo it.
All
So
right, let's move on because I don't know what
anyway,
that's got to do with Supercoach, but
that's
we'll
it. That's
just
a good.
anyway. Let's just say fuck
John
them.
Burke would be happy
Look,
with that
can we
shit.
just say fuck the Roosters and blame
Play
them?
at Allianz with confidence.
You're
Moving
welcome.
forward.
Fuck the
Thanks, Sam.
Roosters. Shit show, ice rink. Next is James Tedesco. He's an early contender for Sook of the Year. He was honestly, every single chance he got, he was talking to Jared like it was an absolute joke. Every single thing that happened, Tedesco's in his face, just whinging. What was one of the things? Oh, I wrote it down because I was that angry about it. When he was caught offside and James went to the ref and said, "But you didn't tell me I was offside." And then he carried on for 5 minutes about it while Reno's taking a shot at goal. He's still trying to talk to Jared and Jared's telling him to go away. "But you didn't tell me I was offside." Don't be fucking offside then, mate. How about that? You're a fucking
Jared should be on the
fullback.
praise list for putting up with that nonsense.
He should have done something, but yeah,
Should have given
Tedesco's.
him 10.
And the great thing is, it's going to happen every week because he does not like losing and he's a fucking sook and they're going to get flogged every week. So Tedesco's just going to be
Until
sooking.
they play Parramatta,
Yeah,
maybe the
well,
Tigers.
next one on the list is the Bradman Best because he was the butcher on the weekend because he could not throw a football. And when he did try and throw a football, he for some reason thought he had to flick past it.
Ganane commentated that perfectly. If anyone's heard that, go and have a
Yeah,
listen.
fucking up. He was fucking up, let me tell you. Honestly, Greg could have had about four tries, but Bradman can't pass. So fuck you, Bradman. And then the last one is Ashley Klein. He's on the list for being a shit ref, but the one thing that really got me was the Jack Whiten so-called strip. When he said it, like he said it was a strip, but there was no stripping action. It was a loose carry. And then what made it better was when they went back to the ref on field, and Adam G's talking to the Bunnies captain, and he goes, and even Adam G's like, "Mate, he's made the decision." Even Adam G knew that Ashley Klein fucked up. Surely that something like that, the ref should be able to overrule Ashley Klein specifically and just say, "Get fucked, Ashley. I'm not going to you again for the rest of the game."
And I reckon he should be able to say
Yeah.
that.
Because that was a fucking joke. If that's a strip, I tell you what, every tackle's there's going to be a strip. Shit show.
Yes.
So fuck you, Ashley Klein. Bold dog.
You finished?
Yeah, that's it.
Awesome, mate. Well done. I like that you came a bit more off the back fence this week, other than not like Vegas, where you were all love and roses and wanting to give everyone a kiss, except for Ashley. So pleased Ashley's made it 2 weeks in a row. Look forward to Ashley making it again next week. And we'll go from there. Questions this week, they came in thick and fast. Shooter, long-time listener, and he's just started to get back into the DMs, sliding back into the DMs. He says, last couple of years, I've boosted twice in the early rounds to get the squad I want. Hasn't worked too bad, but usually run out of trades late in the season. Should I try and save trades a bit this year and give players like Kurt Mann and KO Weeks another week's grace? Guardsy, should he hold trades?
Nah, got to use them.
Just get straight into it.
That's what they're there for.
What about the last part? Should you wait on some players and just give them a bit of grace?
You can wait on a couple, but next week you don't want to have four or five blokes you want to get rid of, and you only got three trades.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think I've held off trying to trade in week two for that reason, and then I've got four or five I want to make the following week, and I'm forever trying to catch up a week too late. And sometimes you don't have the cash
If you've got
to make
more than
the
three, if you've
trades.
got more, more than three blokes that you're worried about, probably use one trade this week.
If I learn anything from Origin time last year in the bye rounds, I reckon you can probably save more trades around the bye rounds than we ever have been able to before. So I like that strategy. If you've got a bit of discipline, go hard early, save a couple of trades from maybe round six to maybe round 10, try and save a few there, and then save a couple over Origin, and then go hard at the end.
Asking for a friend who has an angry fan segment. What if you don't have that discipline, though?
Just keep trading until you run out and hold on. It seems to have worked for him for a couple of years.
It's more fun if you trade. I tell you what, it makes it more of a challenge at the end of the season. Really?
Dan, you got any thoughts? I know you're pretty keen on saving trades this year, but how's that looking now?
I am pretty keen on saving trades. I'm going to say it, righto, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm not trading this week.
Bullshit.
You're a
Not
liar.
trading this week.
He's just looked straight into our faces and lied. I can't believe
Liar.
it.
You're on the chin list.
No, I'm not trading
Liar.
this week.
All right, shooter. I
So let
hope.
it be written, let it be done.
So we're 50-50 here, Mark. You might be the.
If you need the trade, trade.
I'm very much in that. If you don't have a good feel about somebody like Kurt Mann, that's a bit of a left field one. There is a guy from the Doggies that I didn't mind the look of when I went back and had a look at the minis, and it's Connor Tracey. Not sure about the difference in price and if you can get to him, but Connor Tracey playing fullback actually looks like he's added a bit of ball playing in this year. He's a bit of a smoky Connor Tracey in the centre wing. We talk about, and I'm going back off Shooter's own rationale from a couple of weeks ago, KO Weeks, fullback in the 5-8 slot, fullback pretty set in that Bulldogs team that you can get at centre wing. I don't mind that. So that could be something left field at a very, very low ownership. So Shooter, there's just something for you. Maybe if you're going to trade, maybe head down. If you want a bit of a pod route, maybe head down that way. Next question is from Alan. Is anyone worried about Dealbags and his Supercoach output now that he has signed with the Knights and Para are ordinary? Not much to go for. Like, he hasn't really got a lot to play for.
He is going to stink it up.
Mark, what do you think? You're a Para, ex-Para fan?
I don't give a shit about him now. He actually scored all right, Supercoach wise. He got
Three try assists.
which one of them astounded me. He just caught the ball and passed it and got a try assist. But anyway,
Would have been better for Iongi owners because he would have got it.
This is just the nature of it. They're all rugby league. I don't think it really makes a difference to how they play,
You don't think it
to be
just
honest.
turns you off just a little, a couple of percent? You just don't maybe make that little bit of effort. It's particularly, you picked up that,
Oh, well, he fits right in then at Parramatta.
he picked up that little knee niggle at the end of last year, that little ACL partial tear.
Well, hopefully he gets about 15 rounds in and that fully ruptures on him. So,
Round 26.
it'd be
Yeah,
handy.
good luck, Knights. Guardsy, what do you think?
Think it's going to affect him too much. I think the way he plays, he's still going to play that way. Like, when you're out on the footy field, you're not thinking about your next contract.
Yeah, what about later in the season, though? Are you not got a bit of an eye, especially with you don't. I don't expect Parra to be challenging for the eight. They don't have a lot to play for. Surely that's hard to get up for the whole season to put your body on the line and to really go in that little bit harder, take that run when you can just shuffle it out or something. I don't know. Just I've never played at that level, so I'm only speculating that a couple of percent difference surely has a pretty significant impact. Question from Skipper. Is Hopgood a sell with how poor the Eels looked on the weekend? Are there better options at the price? Do I do it immediately?
Guards
There are
of
better. There are probably better options, but he's not. He's gonna pound out a 60 every week, you'd expect.
made decent minutes. I've got him. I'm going to hold him.
There are probably better options with higher upside, though.
We'll get to that shortly. But yeah, I think Parra just looked very poor. I can't see a middle forward in a poor team. He'll get, like you said, Guardsy. I think he'll average probably 60. You're paying a bit more. I think you're paying for about a 66 average. You'll be lucky, I think, to get to that potentially after what I saw. The Eels would have to turn it around pretty quick for me to be confident that he goes a little bit better. Might do when Moses comes back. So he might lose a bit of cash early and then be able to pick him up. But he probably plays Origin as well.
Just for similar price, you could get a guy like Olakau'atu. So,
Yeah, I think there's, I don't know how much difference there is, if there is any difference. So, Dan, what are your thoughts?
I have him currently, and I'm holding.
Of course, because you're not trading.
Correct.
Yeah, I have him currently and I've got plans to get rid of him. Tiger, is it worth trading Seyfarth to Gilbert a week early to free up options to trade next week? So I think it's
Yes.
about 40 grand to get up to Gilbert. So a lot of people have already got that sitting in the cap. Would you do it this week to free up cash for next week?
Yeah, I just don't think Seyfarth looks like he doesn't run onto the ball. Every time he got the ball, he was sort of just plodding along. Even though he went off for 15 minutes for HIA, he probably would have scored what, 40, low
Yeah,
40.
I think I got sucked into the Seyfarth narrative from the end of last year, and the end of the year is a bit different. You play 80 at the end of the year. The defense has probably played a few teams that have got nothing to play for. At the beginning of the year, it's a bit more difficult, and I don't think he'll probably score around his average, like around what he's priced at, but I don't think, a bit like all those mid-rangers last year, your Sean Lanes and co last year, really didn't get Smithies and all of those blokes, didn't really get off the ground, so to speak, and till the end of the year when they all started to make a bit of money. Everyone got off Sean Lane just after the buys, and I think he went 80, 90, 80 by scoring tries against weaker teams, and everyone's like, oh, I finally held him. They're the kind of guys that you can get on later in the year once you've seen or know what the teams are up against. I just think we get sucked into that mid-range second rower, hoping for the
He
best.
is coming up against the rock-hard defence of the Parramatta Eels this weekend, though.
No Kelmer.
Well, he didn't miss all the tackles. He missed a lot of them, but
I
he didn't
think,
miss
yeah,
all of
Dylan
them.
Brown helped him miss the other ones.
Their halves, though, the Tigers' halves last week didn't really hit their back rowers very often either. They were sort of.
Especially on his.
Galvin was very kick happy. Luai was skipping about.
Yeah, especially down Seyfarth's side. I think they just kept coming back in
And
away
even
from him.
Finau only scored like low 40s, and he didn't get much ball either.
But yeah,
So,
he actually looked all right, though, didn't he?
yeah. He actually runs onto the ball and looks like he might break a tackle. Seyfarth looks like he's just getting a cuddle.
Dan, in the world where you might trade this week, what do you think of that one?
I'm not trading.
Do you own Seyfarth?
No.
Ah, Dan,
That's why I'm not trading.
you're too good, mate. Too good.
I own him.
Are you trading?
I do too.
Have you got
No,
40 grand?
probably not this week
You don't have
because
40 grand?
no, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's why you're not trading.
I want to trade him to someone.
He's gone. He's
It
out.
makes sense that you guys are all trading this week. I don't
On
have
to Nigel. Thoughts on Memezelis to Crosland? Pull the trigger or wait a week? Lots of pull the trigger or wait a week. Guardsy, I know what you do. You'd pull the trigger. Crosland based about 10 points more and has better job security. Thoughts on Memezelis to Crosland? Dan, what do you think?
Well, Humphreys keeps the spot at seven this week, but I don't know. I'd be worried about that. Like whether he
Avili
goes,
still played hooker last week, though. So,
How many minutes did Memezelis get? Does anyone know?
I don't
Off
even know.
the dome?
Crosland
Anyone
got
own
about
him?
60, didn't he?
No, I don't own him.
Not at
Crosland was
300K.
about
Okay.
60.
Yeah, Crosland got about 60. He played about the first 30 through the middle, through at hooker, and then Brayley came on. Maybe it was only 25, and then Brayley came on, and then he played the rest at lock.
In my opinion, Knights look better with Brayley at hooker, though. So,
Yeah, I thought they looked
what
better
would I
with
know?
Brayley at hooker and Crosland at 13. So,
But is Brayley on the way out of the Knights? Is that what we heard this week?
Yeah,
He's
but not
signed.
till next
Oh,
year.
he has signed.
Next year.
Next year, okay. He's not going to
Mamazelis.
leave this year. He's on good money.
Yeah, Mamazelis played 72 minutes. What did he score?
37.
Yeah, see, that's worrying for me. 30. It was a pretty down the middle sort of game. Like someone like Tom Gilbert scored plenty of points through the middle just tackling. So I would probably pull the trigger on that one, actually.
We're talking about LJs. I have to apologize to the listener. The last time I was on this podcast, I said I would not be going near Corey Pakes, and he is in my team. So I apologize, listener.
What are you apologizing for?
Well, I said he wasn't going to be part of my team, and then he's now in my team.
No.
You're lying again. More lies.
Well,
All right, let's
I
keep moving because
apologized.
otherwise this pod's going to be a very long one. Jono, I have Metcalf and Munster at 5'8". That means I'm forced to play Metcalf this week unless I pull the trigger and trade him. If I trade, who do I get for similar money?
For similar money, no one. Adam Dewey.
Dewey's about similar money, isn't
Yeah,
he?
Dewey's about it. Otherwise, you can go up a bit to Ethan Strange. He looked really good if you got a little bit of cash.
Would you trade,
What about
first of all?
his mate at the
No.
Warriors, Chanel Harris-Tavita? He'd be about the same
He's cheaper.
sort of.
I think he's
Well,
under.
there you go.
If Metcalf's girl is bad again, you don't get his score anyway because of the flex.
Yeah, what if you've got other duds in your team, though, like I do?
Trade one of your other duds.
I don't. There are 198,000, and Tom Duffy can't get traded because I've got no one to
Then
go to.
trade Metcalf for someone if you got Jules. I don't
Look,
know.
I think I saw enough in the trials that Metcalf could be okay, and I think he just had a pretty ordinary game. So I'm probably in the camp that I just play Metcalf if I had Munster as well, and then you can just sit Metcalf on the side until he scores a few tries and sets up a few tries when they play, let's say, the Tigers and Parramatta, and they actually do all
Look,
right.
he only needs to kick three goals on the weekend and he scores what he scored last week. So it's not that bad.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'd probably keep Metcalf and have, just with Munster to save that trade. I'd be doing other things or not trading at all if that was the case. All right, Jason, old Red Dog from Armidale. We haven't had any questions from your mate out west. He stopped sending them in. You must have upset
Oh, well.
Jason asks, and this is a question I'm going to put to all the boys, is there a selection you regret? And if so, how do you fix it?
Yeah,
Who's
so far.
Yeah, me too. Safe half, how are you fixing it?
By trading him.
Two.
Someone, I'm not sure who yet.
Okay. We'll get to that in a minute because you better know in about 3 minutes when trade talk comes up.
I've got options.
Okay. Mark, is there a selection you
Yeah,
regret?
safe half, but I will ultimately trade him, probably just not this week.
Dan, I don't be that guy that says, no, I'm very
No.
happy with all my research and my
No.
team's really going well.
Fuck off, Daniel.
Yeah, that's like Robbo going to say, I'm really pleased with the effort from the Roosters.
I watched that press conference. I don't know. I bought in Preston thinking he was going to do more than what he put out. So, and it looked different in the trials than it did last week. So it looks like they were going left a lot
They
last
went to
week.
kick out a lot.
Yeah, which is that's probably one I regret and I wish I'd used that money elsewhere. But just going to hold 1 more week. I just think I want to watch 1 more week.
I have plenty of regrets. I have Seafarth. I have the decision to go Preston. I have the decision not to pick up Tamale. I have the decision that I didn't, that I played Purdue over Shibasaki. Like, I got plenty of regrets from the first round, but we don't need to start every answer with Dear Diary, do I? So,
Nick's memoirs.
mixed memoirs.
Well, Sandon Smith, I didn't realize he was such a shit goal kicker. He looked terrible.
Yeah, he doesn't strike him nicely.
It looks awful. I mean, then he nails the one from the sideline. Like, I
Maybe
don't, I just.
you should just take them all out and up at the post. No, thanks. I'll
Yeah.
go out of the
My closest to the post. He
sideline.
was warming up 15 meters out. I was there watching it. It was terrible.
So
So
yeah.
that maybe that's one I regret too.
I don't regret it. He scored 50.
Yeah, I know, but there was other people that scored 50 and I could have got them.
Last question, Alex. Okay, trying to decipher this. With Fletcher Sharp doing well at the Knights, is he a viable option? But with him playing six, will he get positional change down the track? Or because he's already centre wing fullback, he doesn't lose one of those? No, he stays a centre wing fullback. You can't pick him up at six, but if he continues to go well, he is somebody that you could probably pick up at centre wing, playing 5'8". He looks sharp, fast.
He
He
doesn't
looks.
look sharp. That haircut does not look sharp.
No, he looks like he could be
Homeless.
homeless. Yeah. Is he a viable
Without a
option?
barber.
Can you see him coming into your teams at any point? No.
No.
Guardsy? He
Nah, not
feels like a
someone I'm
you
looking
kind
at.
of player, Guardsy.
Nah, he's not someone I'm looking at, to be honest.
Okay. And his last little point is, who was your highlight and who was your low light? I think we've been through those. Highlight Turbo for all of us, and low lights was, you name them. There was a heap in my team. Garza, you talked about Seyfarth,
Metcalf.
Metcalf, and Preston for Dan. So, all right, thanks for the DMs. Please keep bringing them on because they are really good talking points for us. Something that we enjoy reading. If you want to burn any of us, if you want to give it to Dan as to why he's not making trades.
Hey, Hey,
Let
just
us
be
never change
nice.
their spots. Hey, guys.
Just be nice.
Very true.
Kindness is free.
All right. I've had a bit of a. Holy smokes.
Ah.
I've had a bit of a strategy chat with a few people. Trainer wasn't real happy with my thoughts around what I'm about to say, but I think starting heavy on the big men in your team to secure the guys that are base stat beasts. So I'm talking about Payne Haas, Adam Fanua-Blake, Tyrrell May, and Isaiah Yeo. I've been back through the archives, and each year except for one, they all start faster than their dollar value. So over the first seven rounds. So in 2022, Payne Haas was priced at a 595K, and he averaged 75.8. You'd be happy with 75.8 in the first seven rounds. AFB was priced at 505,000, the lowest he's been for a long time, but his role's probably changed significantly since then. Once he started watching old tapes of Andrew Fifita, I think he really found out that he was very similar. He averaged 52.3. So this is Tyrrell May wasn't really playing then. So his average last year in very limited minutes at 430K to start with was 56.9. He just busted out a 78 in a team that didn't have a lot of attacking flair, and he couldn't get that bust over tries. Didn't have Appy. I think with Appy, we're going to see the best out of Tyrrell May. Isaiah Yeo has built up last year, 2024, for 704,000. He averaged 78.5 in the first seven rounds. So they're kind of high 70s minimum for around the same sort of price. You're not going to make money. You're very rarely going to lose a lot of money on them, but they're going to give you four scores around that, at least around 70. To anchor your sides off, then you only need, and someone said, how do you get a team around it? Two cheap hookers. So if you don't spend any more than 500 or 600,000 at hooker, so you could do that this year quite easily with Corey Pakes and Phoenix Crosland. That
And
gets
Sandon
you,
Smith.
and Sandon Smith. Then you have your fourth front row forward. So you'd have Haas, AFB, and May as your three primo front row forwards, and then have enough. So you could have a dual position enough or something like that. As the fourth front rower. At second row, you can have mid to high. So they're not even just the low ones, like I'm talking about the 550 kind of guys. So this year, you've got Tino,
Hosking.
Hosking, and I'll throw in another cheapy guy that's pretty cheap in Corey Horsburgh. So they could be your three decent 2RFs. And then you've got people like Kobe Hetherington, Gazeski, Hubner to fill in the rest of those places to still have a decent team to come up with. You can fit in a gun halfback and a gun 5'8". So I'm talking about your Clearys, your Munsters, so on and so forth in that space, whether it's whoever else. And then you can have up to 350 to 400,000 as your backup in the half. So that gives you pretty solid backup there. And in the centre wing, you can have two to three of those 550 to 600K guys. And then a mid-ranger. So I'm talking about someone like Adam Dewey or someone in that 400K space. You could have RTS at 550,
Jesse Arthurs at
Jesse Arthurs.
341.
And then you have your cheapies in Toya Purju and Shibasaki. And then in the fullback spot and the flex, I'll bind them together. You can have two guns and a cheapie with Iongi available there. So you can actually make it happen. Those blokes anchoring your side, averaging anywhere from 75 to 80. So at the start of the year, if you had a starter with those blokes, you got 104, 92, 78, and 90 to anchor your side up in the front there. Add in how well the two fullbacks in any of the choice of like how many fullbacks went off. Turbo, Gutho, Pappy, Happy. Walsh went well, Ponga went well. Like you're laughing there as well. Iongi with a 69. Cleary was pretty mid-range. Munster went
Scored
off.
that too.
Yeah, so Munster went off. So that's what I mean. I haven't ever really looked at that really heavy big man rotation to start the year. I'm making big changes to my team this week to bring that in just to see how it goes. So anyone that owns Payne Haas, Adam Fanua Blake, sorry about this, but you're about to experience some pretty bad luck because that's the way my Supercoach seasons have gone for the last little bit.
Stay away.
I just also want you to think about the top scorers from last week. Who knows who the top scorer was last week? No, DCE? Was it DCE?
no.
Ryan Pappenhausen. What percentage ownership?
2.
4.7. DCE, second top scorer, 4.7%. Christian Tuipulotu, third top scorer, 0.4%. And Xavier Savage, fourth top scorer, 6.3%.
So it's like throwing darts at a wall that's got random names on it to pick those top scoring players. Is it not worth having proven blokes that you know are going to score that money and then hoping you might throw a couple of darts that hit a few of these blokes? The fifth highest scorer was Tom Trbojevic, owned by 34.9%. So he's the first one that a lot of people got right.
Equal fifth with Clinton.
Oh, you've just ruined it. Thanks, mate. Who do you think were the
You didn't get it right.
sixth, seventh, and eighth highest scorers? Clint Gutherson?
Clint Schaffovski.
Come on.
Clinton was the fifth,
Yep.
equal fifth.
Okay. You just read the rest out then, Dan.
Well, I will. Jason Saab,
Yep.
the giraffe man himself. Adam Reynolds,
Yep. That
Payne
eighth.
Haas.
Yep. So Payne Haas is the next highly owned guy who features on the list at ninth. My point, I think, is it's so hard to get a read on who's going to come first, like who's going to score those top points in the early rounds. I'm going down the road of I'm picking guys that I know have done it consistently for the last 4 years, scored over 70. We'll probably get there again week in, week out. I think Isaiah Yeo's lowest score, I think he scored under 60 twice last year. I'm pretty happy to take a bloke that's going to do that. That's my little bit of a strategy chat and the stats. What did you think, Dan? Were you happy with that?
Yeah, mixed memoirs, part two.
Well, I feel like I'm the only one doing any work on this
Oh,
doing any work on this show. The rest are
that's
just turning up in their footy gear and riding the glory. So
just pretend.
I hope that that helps people and they can either go, "You're an absolute idiot," and they can spray me for my thoughts, or they go, "Yeah, not a bad strategy," and that's the way I look at playing. Guardsy, what do you think of it?
Not bad. It's a lot of money for front rowers, though.
Yeah, but do you see
Not
what?
exciting. It doesn't excite me.
Yeah, and that's the problem. It's not exciting, but it's going to probably keep you in that top. You know, you're probably going to be in around the top score. You might
Yeah.
have scored. I worked it out. If I had have had those blokes plus the team that you can afford, it was about a 12.75.
It's not as exciting as watching Nico carve up the Cowboys this weekend with his wet hair flowing.
Hey, you could have Nico, but why would you have Nico when you can watch Cleary carve up the Roosters?
Have him too.
Not if you want to start with this big man theory.
I don't. I want to
Okay.
start with Cleary and Hines.
Okay.
It's a real meat and potato strategy, isn't it?
It is, but it's worked for a long
Yeah, of
time and
course.
it
Yeah.
keeps you in and around, and then you can get a bit exciting.
That's right. It's you're not having the fancy meal, but you got the solid meat and potatoes.
All right, Guardsy, let's get into some exciting thing. I know you're going to trade. So, who are you trading this week? You've had a little bit
So
of time.
I'm trading Seyfarth.
Okay. Do you know who to?
Look, I'm not entirely sure. I'm looking at a few options.
Give it to me.
I've got 33K or something to
So
work
you
with.
can't get to Gilbert,
I can.
can
He's 464 or something, so I can get the Gilbert with a bit of spare change. Not much, but enough.
Yeah.
Otherwise, another guy I've been looking at is Liam Martin, who I think is underpriced this year just because of last year. Last year, he had a bit of an injury-riddled year, and no Cleary didn't help him.
And he only needs to jag a couple of tries early to
And
actually.
he's playing the Roosters this week,
Yeah.
which is so he's a guy I'm looking at. I think with Cleary back, he's having a look at him in the past. He's probably almost 100K undervalued, so
Are you
which
only
is
making the one trade?
yeah, probably. I'm not convinced on Preston, and I'm also now worried about Hosking just because of Nicholson on the bench, which doesn't excite me a lot. And then obviously Metcalf, but. Metcalf and Kay Weeks are probably two to have this week to try and save themselves because my man Brimo's back and he's someone I'll be watching very closely.
You're watching this week because I've got him injury for sure.
Yeah, I've got him in the centres too.
Certain injury.
Yeah, they're the guys I'm looking at this
Who are
week.
you looking at after that? I'll bring him in. Preston, you're looking at Preston Campbell. I'll grab him too. Righto. So just one trade for you, Guardsy. That's very sensible. Mark, what are you thinking?
Oh, at the moment, I'm in dance camp. Probably no trades for me this week. And
Yes, and
I'm not as set as Dan.
you'd love to see it.
I could easily be swayed to get rid of Alex Seyfarth,
Oh.
well, I might be the only real man on this podcast who's boosting in week two. Preston, Hopgood, and Seyfarth out. Need to make some money, so I'm happy with the way. I know Jack Kaczewski without the try only scored a 39, but I liked his minutes. I liked what Piakoura did, which kind of looks like Gazefsky's going to keep playing decent minutes. I tossed up between Gazefsky and Hetherington, but I didn't necessarily love Hetherington's role as much as I, you know, Gazefsky's only in a great team, only got to drop over for another two tries. Who was the front, the hooker last year? Denny Levi style, and he could be 450 before I know it. So I'm going down to Gazefsky, and he can just sit on the pine. I don't care what happens with him. I probably don't need to play him. Preston to Haas, Hopgood to AFB, big men everywhere. I'm running. I've done the deep dive. I'm running with that strategy.
How much money does that leave you?
About 100K. So I've got a bit of room to wiggle next week if Metcalf stinks it up. Got Brimo and I've got Adam Dewey who I can bring. I've got KO Weeks as well. So I've got a little bit of room. I'm firmly in the camp that I actually think I'm going to use two or three boosts in the first two or th like in the first three rounds. I'm going to just boost till I get somewhere that I like.
That's a Dan Marnie strategy from years gone
I
by.
think there's heaps of blokes, like heaps of cheapies at the moment at the start, and it's about getting them right and cashing in and cashing out when we need to. I'm not against when Ponga has the bye, getting rid of Ponga and bringing in Reece Walsh for his good draw and then going back to Ponga. I've actually had a bit of a look at that strategy just to look a bit further down the weeks. I think you can get an absolute gun fullback for two trades till about round 11 with on matchups where they play the Eels, the Tigers, the Dolphins, the Titans, who historically leak a lot of points. Like there's one top eight team out of. If you trade at the right time between Ponga and Walsh, which historically that's who they beat up on, particularly how the Broncos looked in round one. So VCs and Cs. Dan, have you got yours sorted, mate?
Haven't yet. Sorry, listener. I haven't yet. I will do it now, though. Come
Okay,
back to
Guards,
me.
you got yours?
VC Turbo, Captain Cleary.
I'm in the same boat as that.
Yeah, not to be too boring this pod, like, oh, you know, the big man strategy, but I'm very much in the same camp.
I think the only other person that you would consider for VC is
Ponga.
Ponga.
I actually don't have a loop option at the moment, so.
There could be a lot of Pele panic Friday night, though, because it's straight after each other. Turbo
Well,
straight
yeah,
into
so
Cleary.
you'd know before, you'd know,
Half
have a
time.
fair idea if
You
you're going to
need
do it.
to, by about 75 minutes in, you need to lock in, I reckon.
I don't have enough, so or a non-playing player this
Ah, you
week.
could trade for someone
Oh,
to nup
that
out
could be the only way I'd do it.
or go a week early on a Melbourne guy who you like. Like I thought Jack Howarth looked pretty damaging and he's at 400 and something. He's someone I'm looking at, depending on how Adam Dewey, like I've got a lot of irons in the fire here. My brain is going a million miles, looking about 4 weeks ahead. I've spent, what do we have, 46 trades to start with. I'm down to about 30.
I might just go. I'm still figuring it out.
Okay, Daniel,
What
let us know because
would Turbo need to score for you to lock him in as your captain?
for me to make it, well, and make a trade. Yeah.
No, like just all of you though.
Oh,
What's the score
120?
this week?
120?
You reckon with Cleary playing the Roosters?
Yeah, 120 is a lot. But I probably actually you're right. It'd probably have to be more. Like maybe 140.
Okay.
How many? Yeah, I've still scarred from when I bloody did that, and Cody Walker came out and pantsed me, and I, yeah, very rarely get it right.
Just think that it's going to be very hard for Cleary to score under 100 this week.
I think it'll be harder for him. It'd be an injury, like it'd be an injury affected game. Even with off-season shoulder surgery, he's not the kind of guy that comes off.
Like Turbo was everywhere last week and only got 113. It was odd.
League code, if you missed it in the first one and you've had your pen poised for the whole episode, very long episode, if the pen has been poised. League code 312457. Mark, what is it?
312457.
Okay, thank you. So that should give everyone, that was four opportunities to get it into the app, down on paper, burned into your memory so you can't remember your pin number, whatever. Succulent Chinese multi, Mark, two out of three last week.
It's the succulent Chinese meatloaf multi. Two out of
Yes.
three ain't bad.
Is there a bet where you can have three people?
Yeah, I'm doing it this
Oh,
week. We're
fantastic.
on.
Thank goodness. Any
Yeah.
two out of three.
Yeah.
You watch all three of them get up this week.
Kalen Ponga, the headgear dog. Only one who didn't get in. Anyway. We go again. Oh, I am going to the Knights game. Fletcher Sharp. He just runs the Dolphins. I think plenty of points against the Dolphins. They've had a rough couple of weeks, the Dolphins. I think their minds are probably far from the football field. He's just like the way he.
Who is he going up against? Like, he plays predominantly down the left-hand side, doesn't he?
I just like the way he scored that sneak drive from dummy half, and he seems to be all over the field. So,
After Dylan Lucas made 94 tackle busts in one run.
yeah. Going back to the Braden Burns, well, he's just a try scorer, I reckon, Braden Burns. So, in that game up there in North Queensland, I think they were up a bit of a better effort, but he managed to score at Brookvale. So, let's hope he can do it at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. And the third man, Jareem Bua, on his return from injury against Parramatta, the hapless Parramatta Seals. So three leg multi there, $14.58, 16.82 with a boost. But if you bet on sports bet, that's right, typically bet on sports bet, yeah, there's the option to have the doubles as well. So it's like a system two and a system three multi. So all of them, and then the doubles. So if any two of the three score, you're going to collect.
Kev, if you're having trouble just coming around the Mark's house, and he'll show you how to
I've
do
already screenshotted it to
it.
him.
Done a little screenshot PowerPoint presentation. Righto, boys. That was a long one tonight. Dan, I blame you.
Fair enough. I'll have next week off.
It was all your trade talk.
Oh.
Righto, guys.
See you,
Thanks, mate.
listener.
See you next week, I'm sure.
Yep.
Remember to rank your referees.
Yeah, fuck them all.
Mark, thanks for that.
Oh, pleasure as always.
Ta-ta and farewell.